An advisory group has opened the door for the first race-specific medicine. The Food and Drug Administration panel recommended that the drug Bidil be approved to treat heart failure in African Americans. NPR correspondent Joe Palca joins us now from our headquarters in Washington, D.C. Joe, this three-year trial showed significant health improvements for African Americans on the drug. This is potentially huge.
Well, it is. A lot of people who were at yesterday's advisory committee said that this could make a tremendous impact and save lots of lives. Heart failure is a big problem for all sorts of people, but it's been a particular problem in African-American communities. And this is a drug that appears to both save lives and improve quality of life for people with this disorder, which is a problem of pumping enough blood through the body.
Yet we should note this drug is not without controversy.
Well, yes, the controversy is, who is the right person to get it? There were some studies in the 80s and 90s of all people that didn't show that the drug was ineffective. But when they did an analysis, they saw a signal that showed that in the African-American population, people who self-identified as African-American seemed to be working. So the company went to the FDA and said, what if we did a study just in African-Americans? And that's that three-year study that you were referring to. And that was the study that seemed to show a benefit. Some people are saying, however, that, if you group people by race, you're really ignoring what's important. I mean, surely there's some biological component that's making people respond to this drug, but it's probably not the color of their skin. So they're worried that a socio-political titled such as black or African-American is being used in a medical way. On the other hand, the doctors say, well, this is the best we can do right now. Black people seem to be do better on this drug than white people. We tested in black people. It seems to work for black people. Let's approve it for black people. And that seems to be what the advisory committee is advising the FDA to do.
Where do we go from here, Joe? And do you expect to see this drug on the market?
I presume so. The FDA people who were at the meeting seem to take the recommendation seriously from the committee, and it seems to be the direction they're going in. And so, yes, I think there's a good chance that the drug will appear on the market. But the FDA doesn't always do what its advisory committee recommends. However, they did ask for this study, and they said, if you give us a study that shows an effect in African Americans, we'll consider approving this drug for African Americans. And that's where we are now. So seems to be that's what they'll do.
All right. NPR correspondent Joe Palca joining us from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.